As far as we know, the Earth is the only planet in the solar system, and maybe in the universe, where conditions are exactly right for life to occur. It is miracle enough that life exists at all, but there are millions of different species, from the minute bacteria to the huge blue whale. They have found ways to live in a wide variety of areas, from the incredibly lush rainforests of the tropics to seemingly hostile environments like the very depths of the sea, the freezing wastes of the Antarctic, or the searing heat of the Sahara. But they are all plant, animal, and microscopic organisms bound together in one great ecosystem. Human beings are just one of these species, but we have a tremendous effect on the others, both plant and animal. We cut, burn, and flood plant life, destroy it with chemicals, and change its scientific structure. With the destruction of the mighty rainforests, we are killing hundreds of entire species. Our record with animals is perhaps even worse. We restrain them for our own purposes, to serve as a means of transportation and as a source of power, and we kill them to provide clothing and food. We also use them as a form of entertainment, as exhibits in cages, as trained performers of tricks, or worse, as fighting animals. More of a problem, perhaps, is our practice of experimenting on animals to find cures for human illness and to test the safety of manufactured products. Not content with keeping animals in captivity, we also interfere greatly with animals in the wild, to such an extent that many species have already disappeared, and many more are endangered. We hunt and trap them for food and for their fur, perhaps understandably in cold countries, but less so in warmer climates, where fur coats are just a symbol of wealth. We kill them for their horns, their bones, and even for their scent glands. We even hunt them simply for the fun of it. Increasingly, we are also putting animals at risk just by the way we live. They are incidentally poisoned by our wastewater and other chemicals, and their living areas are being sharply reduced in size by humans moving into their natural territory. Some cultures and religions specifically teach that we should respect all forms of life and live in harmony with nature. Others, however, have not taken this position so strongly, and now, with the human population increasing so rapidly, wild animals are even more in danger as our needs and theirs conflict. Fortunately, attitudes and practices are changing, both at an individual and at a governmental level. Certain species have international protection. Parks are being set up, animal experimentation is slowing down, and in many countries, both more humane farming methods and vegetarianism are on the increase. It is public pressure which has brought about these changes, and we must help the next generation care enough to keep up the pressure to balance human and animal needs more fairly.